next storyteller that I would like to...
You've got a little caterpillar on your head.
Oh, don't scare me. So the next storyteller that I would like to introduce is John. So he's a fellow Canadian. I'm very excited about that. But he's been living in Geneva for the past 20 plus years, and he's worked as a lawyer both in the private sector and for the UN. And now he's a professional speaker today, and he's also part of the Renegade Saints Improv Group. And today he also brought some of his flyers. He's the co-creator of a public speaking board game. So you guys will all see him when he comes up, and we're going to have intermission after him. So if you have any questions, you can also ask him about that. So please come on up.
The summer of 1989, a few months before the fall of the Berlin Wall, a few years before some of you were born, I went on a cross-European cycling trip. I flew from Canada to London with my bike and set off for 6 weeks, destination Budapest, Hungary. Budapest was a special destination for me because it's the city where my father was born. And before I left, he said, "When you're in Budapest, please do me a favor. Please go visit my cousin Magda." I knew Magda from years prior. She had come to Canada to visit the family. It was a very big deal. And by then, she was in her 70s. My dad said, "We're not going to see each other again. It would mean a lot to me and to her if you went and saw her." I said, "Of course." Amazing trip. I arrive in Budapest. My second day there, address in hand, I go down to the southeast corner of the city, and I find myself in this sprawling communist-era apartment block complex. I choose people on the street, come up to them, and I say, "Jonapot, nem tudok magyarul." Hello, I don't speak Hungarian. I would then show them the address, and eventually I was pointed to the apartment. I knock on the door. It opens. There's a woman in her 40s whom I would find out is Magda's daughter, Agnes. Magda suddenly appears behind her. Me, after 6 weeks of cycling, tanned, scruffy, and lean, they were suspicious, understandably. Immediately, I start explaining as best I could the entire genealogy of my family on my dad's side. In it, I said, "Anthony, Margaret, Frank, John, Les, Katya, John, John, me, that..." They put it together and they go, "Oh, Johnny, come visit him." I go in. We sit down. And to set the scene, Magda only speaks Hungarian. Agnes speaks Hungarian, a little bit of German, and even less English. I speak English, a little bit of German, and even less Hungarian. But somehow we manage to have what passes as a conversation. They bring out photo albums, we're looking, it's all wonderful, we're having a good time. At one point, Agnes turns to me. Magda says something to her, and she turns to me and she says, in English, "You want something drink?" And I'm thinking, well, this is very nice. So in typical understated Canadian fashion, I say, "Sure." Now, Agnes's eyes suddenly go wide. She turns to Magda and says something. Magda's eyes go wide. She says something back, and Agnes says, "Okay. Okay," as she gets up and she walks out the front door of the apartment. And I'm looking back at Magda, and Magda just smiles and she says, "Oh, Johnny. Because what I didn't know at the time is that there is a word in Hungarian that is pronounced "sör." And it just so happens to be the word for beer. So whereas I thought the conversation was, "Would you like something to drink? Okay." What they heard was, "Would you like something to drink? Beer." And 5 minutes later, Agnes comes back with a bottle of beer. I don't know where she got it. She sets it on the table. It's like a big solemn event. She gets a glass. She pours the beer. It's more foam than beer. But I pick up the glass and I take a drink. And the beer was warm. And the beer was flat, and it was probably the worst tasting beer I've ever had. But I enjoyed it thoroughly because it was very special, the fact that they had gone through this effort, and the fact that I was there seeing somebody from my dad's side of the family that I knew he would never see again. So did I enjoy the beer? I sure did.
Thank you.